Not that this was a golden generation of footballers, though. In one match, the rival team had a perfectly decent goal disallowed by the referee. In the next, Davingstock Rovers FC spent the full 120 minutes desperately defending before winning on penalties. The last match had only been won when the rival team got two players sent off. But who cared? They were in the final and against the champions, Maidstone. The girls had to push their way through the crowd to get in. The stadium was already filling up. Samantha stopped in front of the halfway line, looking for three empty seats. Why don't we sit nearer the goal? Suggested Athelfled. So you can support your brother, I mean. Natalia giggled, but Samantha made no sign of surprise. We're better off here in the middle, she replied. Remember the goalkeeper switched sides at half-time. Ah, oh, do they? Athelfled realised she knew nothing about football. She needed to catch on quick. Tell us who the players are, asked Natalia. That's Bob, the captain. He looks a bit old and chunky to be playing football, commented Athelfled. He must play really well. He's hopeless, Samantha laughed. But he gets on well with everybody in the team, and he's always cheerful. So that was why he was chosen to be captain. And a captain has to play. I suppose so. But it's a strange sort of logic. In fact, the only players who are any good are Ayan and my brother. The rest are awful. If it wasn't for Dean's saves, we wouldn't have passed the first round. Samantha beamed. She was incredibly proud of her brother. They got on very well. And Ayan? Exclaimed Natalia. Where's Ayan? He scores all the goals. He's not playing. He had to go out with the RNLI, Samantha replied calmly. What? You knew he was a lifeboat volunteer. Well, it was nice when it lasted, sighed Natalia. We can stop dreaming now. If Ayan's not playing, forget it.